Some humanitarian aid may start to flow back into Sudan under an apparent agreement announced late last week by Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts. More than a dozen aid groups were expelled last month by Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. That's after the International Criminal Court issued a warrant for his arrest on charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity in Darfur. Bashir denies those charges. Senator Kerry, who was chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, helped broker the agreement while visiting Sudan. He's now back in Washington and joins us. Welcome to the program once again.
I'm delighted to be with you. Thank you.
From what we hear from the Sudanese embassy in Washington is that the aid groups that were expelled from Sudan will not be permitted back in. Other groups might be permitted back in. Are there enough other groups to actually deliver the aid that's needed by people in Darfur?
Well, that's going to be measured as part of the agreement. There is actually General Gration, who is our special envoy, opened the door with a visit a couple of weeks ago. What I did was come in and basically expand that, hopefully, to the full 100% of capacity that we had before. You will have, in some cases, some of the very same people will go back wearing a different title, but providing the same service. And in other cases, like Oxfam, for instance, U.S. was not expelled, Oxfam U.K. was. So you may have a joint venture between the Oxfam and so forth. They will work it out. The key is to get the humanitarian assistance back as fast as possible, up to 100% capacity, and under the agreement, there is a joint evaluation by the United States and the government of Sudan.
What would you say the arrest warrant of President al-Bashir, what would you say its effect has been on aid to people in Darfur?
The effect has clearly been to hurt the delivery of the aid. I mean, there's no question. The fact is that it is not what it was, and it's going to take a period of time to get it up. And I heard very directly from people in the camp that I visited, al-Fasher, that their services have been hurt.
When you think of Darfur now, given the prospect potentially of doing justice to President al-Bashir at some point, and on the other hand getting relief into people, how do you weigh those two concerns?
Well, I think the humanitarian piece, frankly, has to come first. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. You've got to get the aid. I mean, that's why I went. That's why I sat down with government officials. And frankly, I found a government that is far more prepared to move on other issues that are of importance to the United States. And I think it's important for us to deal with those officials, and we'll have to work around and deal with the complications of the ICC.
I saw one interpretation of this agreement. It was that it's important that you were there to announce it rather than General Gration, because you not being the U.S. government's official representative on the scene might be able to embrace an agreement that could fall apart and it wouldn't be as embarrassing to the U.S.
Well, I guess that's one interpretation. I'm sorry to hear that kind of, of slant already being articulated, but I think it's going to go forward. I think that already progress is being made. I have assurances at very, very high levels. And frankly, if they hope to establish a new relationship with the United States, this is something that they need to complete and that needs to be delivered.
Senator, I don't know if we have enough time, but very briefly, I'd just like you to mention the hearings you're holding this week. It's an anniversary of your testimony as a Vietnam veteran before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. You're inviting veterans of the war in Afghanistan to testify.
Well, we are, because one of the lessons that I learned a long time ago and lived out here was that it's important to listen to the troops. It's important to listen to the folks who are implementing these policies and putting their lives at risk, and they often have perspective that isn't adequately heard. So I think it's very important to have that kind of a hearing, and I guess that's sort of one of the lessons from the past, if you will.
Senator Kerry, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts, who's the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.